Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Wake me up,
wake me up, wake me up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast Roll, welcome back. We had a good show today, didn't we? Lots of fun.
Loads of fun. Really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the slag today.
Yeah, the slag. Yeah, it really did kick off this morning because we found out that you sleep like a child.
Yes, I do, but there are many others out there like me, which we found out. We didn't get to play the voice notes, but there are many of them.
There was one.
There was one agreeing with me. Okay, shout out to Donna.
Are you afraid of the boogeyman?
Yeah.
I have news for you, Una, and that is, it is official. I know that you love the heat, and we talked about earlier on that you forgot your hot water bottle, and you would love to have that wraparound heat with you this morning because you have a special wraparound hot water bottle, and it is quite Baltic this morning. But I've good news here. I don't know what way you sleep at night time, you have the heat full on, but it's official that sleeping in a cold room burns fat and slows the aging process. And I love to get into a cold bed because your body kind of like, you get all snuggly, and if it's too hot, I can't sleep, Una.
Are you being a pervert again?
What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
You're asking me about how I sleep, and then you're describing how you get into the bed, onto the bed clothes. You know what I mean? You're just being a bit pervy.
No wonder people are in trouble in this world. People like you saying you're a pervert.
But come on.
I'm talking about the temperature in your bedroom.
Okay, what? The temperature in my bedroom.
Yeah, so like the study has said that sleeping in a cold room burns fat. So
no wonder I'm not aging well.
But it makes sense because your body's trying to heat up, which is burning energy. So you're going to lose weight that way as well.
Yeah, no, I don't. I like a warm, cozy bed.
A warm, cozy bed.
Yes, and
socks on, cuddly pajamas on.
No, socks on. No, I can't deal with socks on. Even though, do you know what? It's actually a good thing if you wear socks, I think, because Chinese medicine says.
Oh, hi. I'm not prepared for that one, Una. God damn it. Why do you have to do in Chinese medicine?
Well, what did the Chinese say? So Chinese medicine says. Are you ready?
No.
That our feet actually represent our kidneys. And it's important to keep them warm. Actually, everything about Chinese medicine is about being warm. Anyway, yeah, so...
I'm sorry, That's a very big, bold statement.
Well, I know, I just remember reading a lot of stuff where it's like you should never really drink cold, cold stuff. It should always be kind of lukewarm.
Tepid. That is a very well-known Chinese proverb.
Is it?
Drink tepid water.
Ah.
No, I don't think it is. Anyway, go on. You with your feet and your socks.
Yeah, no socks. I can't cope with that. Oh my God, no. And I have to have my feet kind of out of the bed. I like to have my feet cold. They have to be cold.
So hang on a sec. So you're all cuddly and then all of a sudden your feet are just peeking out going, hey guys, I'm here for the world. I'm here for the party at night time.
Yeah, they need to be out. But then there's the
whole... You make no sense.
No, then there's the whole thing where you got your feet out.
Yeah.
The lights off, and you're like, oh God. There's always that little fear that something's going to grab your feet, like the boogeyman, and pull them away. Do you know what I mean?
What the hell just happened here?
Everyone has that fear.
I'm sorry.
Since they were a child.
No.
You don't.
There's no boogeyman. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass woman.
Obviously, there. But you know, like,
your children must be terrified if you're walking around scared of the boogeyman. So don't sleep at your... Do you check under the bed before you like climb out? Like, do you like?
I stopped that last year.
That's only 3 days ago. No, 6 days ago.
I heard scratching then in my room the other night. I was like, what is going on? Is that a mouse? But it was actually only Jamie trying to get in beside me.
Oh, yeah, similar.
My 4-year-old. So, yeah, always have the feet out, but there is always the fear of something just kind of grabbing it and pulling it away. Other people have that fear as well. I'm not alone. 087-110-207. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Seriously?
There's no boogeyman. There's nobody.
But did you ever have that fear when you were a child? If you had your...
When you were a child, yeah.
Yeah,
because
but did it not stay with you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, look at me. I'm all grown up. I'm an adult.
Oh, look at you with your family and your house and your car
oh,
and your gravy bowls.
Boring. rig. Oh, God, the gravy boat.
I have a boring life because I'm not afraid of the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You
spice it up a bit.
Yeah, no. I don't think there's any other adults who are afraid of the boogeyman.
Do you have your feet sticking out of the bed or do you have those?
Oh, yeah. Like, I barely have the duvet on me, for crying out loud. I'm so hot at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I run hot. What do you mean? Ugh. You're the one with your feet poking out, waving at the boogeyman.
I have lovely feet.
No wonder he doesn't come near you because your feet are sticking out.
I have a very
there.
Slender like, foot. Are you fat shaming my feet? They're lovely.
The slender foot scares away the slender man. I'm doing it. Let me lift you
up. With Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
If you could only hear what's going on, go on, give it another one. Give it another bite. This is it. This is ASMR right now. I get treated to this every single day. First off, it's the eggs and the... And then the sucking of the purple snacks, and now it's a big apple.
I'm talking about my apple.
Don't remind me, apple.
You are not supportive of my nutritional choices, as I keep telling you.
A purple snack is not a nutrition.
It is.
Oh, here we go. Biscuits and dairy.
And chocolate to release the serotonin and the good.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So anyway, apologies, I will stop.
All right, here's our survey says from this morning.
Our survey says this morning, we need you to help us answer this question that Donald has for us on 087-1102-107.
According to a study, 9% of people have this rather unusual talent. What is it though? I was told yesterday people think it should be higher than 9%.
Like, oh, okay. Now I'm going to guess one that my mum has, and I think it's a rare enough talent, and I don't know if anybody in this room can do it. I know I certainly can't. I can guarantee you Una couldn't do it, or she'd probably get dizzy and fall over, but she can just do the alphabet backwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. See, you got dizzy there, your eyes rolled a little bit.
Yeah, my brain can't. No.
I can barely count backwards, Una.
Yeah.
She's seen me do a New Year's Eve party. It's ridiculous. I'm like, you guys take it from here.
4, 7, 9
6, 7 Oh God, let's leave that in 2025.
Can I hear it again, please?
Yes, you can. 9% of people.
6, 7 Was that what you wanted?
No, not you.
9% of people have this rather unusual talent. What is it?
Okay, what's your guess? Saying the
alphabet backwards.
It's not that. No.
Rubbish. One hand a clap.
Is it? Oh, stop! Don't do that. I've told you on several occasions. Just
let people hear it. Let people hear it.
It's cool talent.
It's horrendous. No, it's not. No, it's terrible. It's awful. He shouldn't do it ever. I'm mortified for you.
My brother can read upside down.
I'm mortified for your wife.
Your brother
can... I'm mortified for your wife.
What, then I
can... that's just life in general.
Probably agree, sitting in the car now at the moment going, yep.
What are you saying, Dolan? Your brother can read upside down?
He can read quite like nearly fluently up from the wrong way around, yeah.
That is class.
I just found it.
I think I can read upside down.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Let me see. Is it roll their tongue like this?
Oh, no, she's going to do it now.
No,
wait. Do that. I thought you were going to do
curl
like
curl it, you mean.
As in a
curl. Oh, sorry.
No, don't do that one.
Why? Because you can't do it.
No, it's just like you always go.
No, it's none of
not
those
to do with the
things.
Tongue.
No.
Okay.
It could be.
Okay, we need guesses in on 087-1102-107. The question is...
9% of people have this rather unusual talent. What is it?
Here's a picture of this. Things are different, just like you 9% out there. The survey says this morning, we're trying to figure out what the answer is to this question on 087-1102-107.
9% of people have this rather unusual talent. What is it?
Is it wiggling their nostrils? You know the way you can flare your nostrils out like this?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah. No problem.
You can.
Yeah, I can.
Can you raise one eyebrow?
No, I can't. I wish I could. Can you?
Yeah,
I'm doing it. I should have noticed that before. I'm sure you always do.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You pervert. Okay, so wiggling your nostrils, an eyebrow.
No. And wiggling your ears as well. Some people can do. I can't do that.
That's
just tense my head, but it's not the same.
I'd love to be able to wiggle my ears.
Yeah. Or move your pecs. Some people can do the pec dance.
I can do that.
No, you can't, Cooper.
Not at the moment, I can. Last time I tried it, I got a cramp in my leg. So there you go. All right. 087-1102-107. The question is...
9% of people have this rather unusual talent. What is that?
Right. Let's get your guesses in. What was the question again, Donald?
Question was 9% of people have this rather unusual talent. But what is it?
All right. Okay. I think I have it now. Definitely have it. Is it being able to wake up on one alarm?
Oh.
Oh, Misha.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're so jealous.
I wake up 2 minutes before the alarm and then you're like, oh.
Oh, my God.
So are you not using 20 alarms anymore then?
No, I never. I have them one to get up, and then I have one to know when to get out and when I need to be at this bit. I have like three once I'm up.
Oh yeah, but once the alarm goes off though, you're up and at it.
I'm up 2 minutes before it, and I wait in bed till the alarm goes off, then I get up. Yeah.
Okay.
That's yeah. A great story, lads.
Well, lovely story. Thanks.
Is that
I just like it. Think it's better to just have one alarm and then straight up and at it rather than just going back into a sleep and have the 20 alarms. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't remember my first alarm going off. Put it that way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then when it gets to like the 15th alarm, then I'm like,
uh-oh.
What's going on? All right.
Is it being ambidextrous, ooh, Ashley in Stradbally?
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
It's not that, no. Though,
my French
cool
teacher in third year, Miss Toomey, was ambidextrous. She's scary. Brilliant teacher.
I remember a guy I went to school with used to wear his left shoe on his right foot and his right shoe on his left foot.
Oh. Why?
He'd make some mitosis.
Oh, God.
That's a promo.
Oh, you're a long princess.
I can't breathe. I think my mustache fell off.
Oh, you're such a loser. Okay, one more guess here. I can pick the remote up with my feet. Is that a talent? Oh, that's from Eva in Longford.
Oh.
It is a talent. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Why?
Feet because hands.
If you're lazy and you don't want to get up off the couch, if you know to get the remote, but your feet can reach the remote control, then yes, my friend, that is a talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not the answer, unfortunately.
Okay,
no,
what is the answer?
The answer is 9% of people can physically feel when someone is staring at them.
Oh.
Like from behind and somebody goes,
totally
oh, I can
do
feel that. Can you?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We'll be looking at you.
You and the rest of the perverts.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
There.
Okay, stop it.
No, it's fine.
Stop.
All right, we had lots of fun with Carla from Port Leash this morning, was trying to win in our game, which is Rhyme It. Carla was well up for the challenge because she had a score of 8 to beat.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing this morning to try and get as many points as possible because Seamus had a massive 8 points yesterday with Rhymes is Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Good morning. Hi.
In Port Leash, and you're working for Screwfix, eh?
Yeah.
It's like a tool shop playground in that place. Absolutely love it.
Oh, it is. It's a playground for all, definitely.
Come here, Carla. I can't really hear you that clear. Are you on speakerphone?
I was, yeah, because the boys wanted to hear it.
Do you mind the boys?
Do you mind the boys? It's just us and you,
me
Carla.
And you, Carla.
Yeah, because we...
Okay.
So, come here. We've been trying to get Una to buy something for a long, long time now. And I'm just wondering, can you give her any advice on getting a frost shield for her car? Because this week in particular, where it's been particularly frosty, can you please advise what type of frost shield she should go for? Maybe a full car cover or what?
No, just get the humidifier bags to go in onto your dashboard.
The dehumidifier bags that you put on. Now, you see, that's the first. I've never heard of these.
And then they fill up. So basically the stuff inside fills up with moisture and then it turns pink. And you just put it into the microwave for, I'm not actually sure the time, and then you're able to use it again.
Yeah, but
so it stops the inside of the window from fogging up. For the outside, just spray it. Spray it with a bit of hot water.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's what I do.
I can't be dealing with these shoes things.
I'm trying to save the planet though at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
If you just put
a frost shield on and you don't need to boil a kettle or run some hot water, you know?
But our frost shield is plastic.
Yeah, but then you have to go and take the frost shield off. Then you're getting drowned from the frost shield, all the stuff coming off it, and then you try and fold it, and then you put it into the boot of the car. No, bit of water, get a joke, throw it
over. Oh my God, Carly, you're speaking my language. You are a rock of sense. Yes, do you hear this now, Cooper? Are you on commission for frost shields or something?
I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He sounds like he is.
I've invested heavily into the material that makes frost shields. I really should. I should open up one of those Temu shops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just invest in a jug of water. It's
easier. Oh, because you just want to be gravy boats.
Oh!
All right, Carla, do you know how to play Rhyme It?
Yes, I do.
Do you play
it? I didn't realise yesterday was 8, though. That I didn't realise.
Ah, here, listen, come here. Not a bother to you. I know Brody and Kieran are going to help you there this morning. So, very best of luck to you. All you got to do is answer every word to rhyme with the word. Answer every question to rhyme with this word.
The word is pot. P-O-T. Okay?
Pot. I said pot.
Pot.
Yeah.
P-O-T. All right, Carly, you have 30 seconds. Start now.
Be careful drinking fresh coffee. It might be too what?
Hot.
At bowling, I got all the pins down in one what?
Shot.
When I tie my laces tightly, I usually can't untie the what?
Knot.
I will have a lovely arse if I do this regularly at the gym.
Swat.
A computer program simulating human conversation is a what?
What?
The mucus in your nose is called what?
Knot.
When my friend gets these, I like to pop them.
A spot.
Cooper doesn't hoover, but this does it for him instead.
Time is up.
Oh
my God, we got 7. Pretty decent score. Who was helping you there? Was that Brody?
Yeah, that was Brody.
Brody. Brody knows all about it.
Yeah.
I know what happens when you squat, man.
I don't mind. He doesn't even squat. I don't know where. Well, actually, he does. He does karate, so he does squat, in fairness.
Ah, oh, nice. What grade is he in karate?
What grade? He only started 6 months ago, so I think he's 9th Q.
Oh, excellent. Cool.
8th Q.
Very cool.
Keep it up. You did fun. So well.
Yeah, I actually did. I'm quite chuffed with that.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
Really, really
so good.
It's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
You know?
I think having the two boys staring at me with death stares kind of made me do it right. They're literally sitting in front of me staring at me. Come on, mommy. Come on, mommy.
Come on, mom. It's simple. It rhymes with pot. Come on, mom.
And the two of them, every time I answered, they were like, yeah.
Oh, they're so proud of you now. You absolute legend.
Thank you so much for coming on, and happy new year to you and your family, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Thanks, bye-bye. If you'd like to come on and have a go, try and beat that high score of 8 and rhyme it tomorrow morning. 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Challenge. It's what it turned into. You were saying no to all the New Year's resolutions and everything like that, but it took a new turn, didn't it?
It did, and I'm glad the way that people are kind of agreeing with me now that it's not Lent, okay? We don't have to give stuff up, but I am happy to embrace something new and fun.
Okay, what will our challenges be? So the hill I'll die on this morning, you have something to make a point about this morning, and I don't know if I can get on board with this, to be brutally honest.
Okay, so the hill I'll die on is, there is 0 point in having New Year's resolutions.
Why?
Right? Because you are just lying to yourself, okay? Down with giving things up. I don't have the energy for it, right? It's January. It's the middle of winter. We should be hibernating, like in nature, and gathering food and minding our fat stores. We should be in warm beds with cozy blankets. We should even be having siestas, Cooper, at this time of year. Little naps. Loads of naps.
Like, so you're talking about having a nap in the middle of the day because it's too hot and sunny?
Well, I mean, in the middle of the day because it's too cold.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
and our bodies need to rest. Like, why should we be torturing ourselves with, you know, juice diets and giving up food groups?
giving up? What's a food group? Purple snack.
It's not happening. Like, we have got it all wrong. Seriously, it's topsy-turvy. I'm telling you, we are lying to ourselves, right? You shouldn't be lying. You should speak your truth. The universe wants us to put the feet up. It's not Lent.
Okay.
Go on, give me a bull bus there.
No, absolutely not.
Seriously?
No, I'm all about it. I'm all about New Year's resolutions and, you know, giving up things and going dry for the month and everything like that. Because it's good for your body. Because, like, we've just overindulged for the last 3-4 weeks throughout December on the lead up to the big day. Do you know what I mean? And then on the big day, we've too much cheese, Una. And I'm still trying to work that out in my body and my system at the moment.
Oh, my God.
So I need to juice. I need to fruit. I need to veg. I need to have all of these things in my life.
Oh, God, steady your gut.
I need. That's the problem. Because, oh, my God, it's unnatural.
Your Wendy's.
Put it this way. No naked flame should come near me.
Oh, my God.
You brought it up. it's not a good thing. So I think a resolution, like by doing a bit of a detox and getting rid of...
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm all about that. But just... You know, gradually.
You got to do it. You got to cut the umbilical cord.
It's the wrong time. I'm telling you, it's not. Nature was not. You see, all of the animals, the little squirrels, gathering their nuts now. You know.
They've done that a while ago, haven't
they? Have they?
Yeah, they have, because they're preparing
and they're going for a long sleep.
No, they're going for a long jump in the trees now to burn off all their...
And the birds are saying, see you later, and they're heading over to, they're migrating to a warmer country. They're going their holidays.
No, the crows are coming back now to nest now, so in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah.
That's lies.
No, it's not. You'll hear it, Una. They're like, what's that noise? It's crows are back.
Yeah. Listen, is anyone with me that we should be just minding ourselves in January?
No.
You know, taking it easy. Don't be giving up any food groups.
Your food group is Purple Snacks.
Yeah, not happening.
Yeah, and cappuccinos. 087-1102-107. I think you need something in your life, Una, rather than just like giving up something. I think you need something.
I need something in my life, all right.
Oh, God. Don't raise that one eyebrow to me. I think you need a challenge in your life. Una has made the statement about New Year's resolutions that I'm not in agreement with you on this one.
I'm just saying there's no point. I don't agree with New Year's resolutions because I think it's the wrong time of year because our bodies are literally built to slow down in winter. You know, shorter daylight, lower serotonin. Our bodies and brains are shattered after Christmas, Stephen.
I think I went to school with a serotonin.
Very funny.
Ba-doom-tsh.
It's cold. Our bodies need soup, not a 5 a.m. spin class. Nature is resting, okay? The squirrels are eating their nuts. The birds are out far and gone to Tarmalinos on their holidays. We should be doing the same thing.
We need to change, Una. We need to like start afresh. You know, Philip is saying this.
Yeah, I think Una's right though. Like,
oh my God, somebody's agreeing with you.
Does anyone really stick to them? I'm presuming people would say they'd be off chocolates and whatnot, but they'll have one here or there, or they'll be lying to their partner about what they're doing. Then you have the people that, oh, I'm going to the gym, I signed up for a year and I'm never going to go.
Yeah, I suppose I was guilty of a gym sign up last year, and I didn't have the time to go. That was my excuse. I literally was so flat out busy that I didn't have time to go.
Well, you nap during the day, so you know,
go to the gym instead of having a nap.
Go to the gym instead of having a nap if you're not in agreement with the whole you need to rest in winter.
Yeah, you haven't done it. You've not done anything, I guess, and like you've not given anything up because I saw you sucking on the purple snack yesterday.
It's not Lent, dude.
Oh, I know it's not Lent, but you know what? I think what we need to do is actually come up with maybe instead of you giving something up, is actually get a challenge for you.
I like a challenge. And I'll
do a challenge as well because, you know what, I'm open to new things. I'm open to...
I like that energy. Okay. Challenge, whatever it is, accepted, I think.
Yeah, you have to know what the challenge is first. So we need to come up with some ideas of the things that we need to do for you as a challenge, all right?
Okay.
So if anybody's got any suggestions of what we can challenge each other to do for the new year for 2026.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, let us know. 087-1102-107. Una is automatically excited about doing something new. So bring on the challenges. We're looking for challenges to challenge each other for 2026. New challenges. That's what it's all about. Because Una's not willing to give something up, but you are kind of on board to actually take something on. We just got this WhatsApp in on 087-1102-107.
Whoever gets the most steps in one day.
So this is three challenges, all right?
Okay.
Most steps in one day.
Each day, sorry. The next challenge would be who can dead hang the longest.
Dead hang. So, oh, that's a difficult one. So you're on a bar and you have to just literally dangle.
Horrific.
Holding on to the bar, yeah.
What was I telling you about January? It's a time for just chilling, not hanging off bars.
This is a good one from Alan.
On a bar. So who can just hang the longest?
Yeah.
The third challenge is who can use the least amount of toilet roll. So just you just have one toilet roll to do is a week or something like that would be hilarious.
Now, one toilet roll, we found out before Christmas, would do our producer Donal at least 6 months. This is fact, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it's six, maybe 2 months, 3 months. Because he got an 8-pack of toilet paper in July. And he still had some in December.
He's down to the last couple of sheets now.
He is, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I like those challenge ideas. Keep them coming, 087-110-2107. Sharon, good morning in Sligo.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're really good, thanks very much. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yay. So, what are
finally
you...
out of 2025.
I know, yeah. I thought you were going back 15 years there. So, come here, what kind of challenges do you think, maybe Una in particular, would you think that she should do for 2026?
I think she should do a skydive.
Yes!
A skydive.
Yes!
Oh, come on. Can you imagine me doing a skydive?
Yes!
Oh yeah, Sharon, you could be brave enough.
Would you be with me?
Huh?
Would you be with me?
No, I've enough brain cells gone.
I don't know if I could do a skydive.
Well, it'd be a tandem, so you'd be with like a professional skydiving person or whatever they're called, a sky jumper. I don't know. Is
well, look, I'll think about it. I mean, if I'm attached to a professional skydiver, then
like, they do it in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They literally just throw them up in a helicopter and then they jump out of it, and then it's like, ooh, and then you don't have to do it, and just kind of be there with your goggles on, like living your best life, going, oh, I should have done this a million times.
I can imagine it's kind of like you're flying, which would be pretty cool.
You are flying, in it.
Yeah.
Well, you're falling.
Sharon, it's an idea that I will consider. I shall think about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Give it a go.
Yeah. I would particularly, like, if somebody said to me now to do a skydive, I couldn't do it because I'm so terrified of heights. I can't stand on the stool to take down Christmas decorations, never mind get up and
But is that not the whole point? Is it not like, you know, you should be facing your fears and do it anyway?
You don't have the heights fear that I have. I would actually, my heart would jump out of my chest.
You could be strapped to him.
To Cooper?
Yeah.
Well, that's a definite no. No way. Now you put me right off, Sharon. Right off.
I tell you, there is something that I am terrified of, and I'd be willing to try. I'm terrified of the open sea, so I'll try a cruise.
Oh, go away.
All right, Sharon, thanks very much. Have a great day.
No problem. Bye,
Sharon.
Keep
Thanks.
The suggestions coming, 087-110-2107. They're looking for a new challenge for 2026, new year, new fear. Because Una is not all about giving up on New Year's resolutions, but I think she's willing to accept to do something new and take something on. So we're looking for your suggestions on 087-110-2107 for us to do something as a challenge this year. And I'm up for it as well. So we got John and Dundalk. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. Happy New Year to you.
And to you too.
So you've got a really, really creative suggestion for Una.
It's one where I think it'll either be pure torture or pure enjoyment for her.
All right.
Go on.
I'm thinking a training session with GAA with the Kerry team, and get Paul Ganey to put you through your paces.
Oh. Oh man, John, if you can organise that, I'll accept that challenge. I will accept that challenge.
I think that's a more of a challenge for the Kerry GAA team. They'd be running away from her. Come here, you! I reckon you could do it a cuddle.
Cheeky.
I really like that. A proper GA training session, Una, would really push you through your paces.
I would love, but it has to be with, like, a, you know, the Kerry team.
Okay, well, John,
that can be, organised.
Oh.
John, go forth, my friend, and work your magic.
We'll see. I'll make a call today and I'll let you know.
There you go,
John,
now.
John, you sound like a man with connections.
Absolutely.
I know one or two people down there.
Seriously, listen, if you can't get the Kerry team, I'll go training with the Louth or Meath team or whoever's available.
Oh,
you want to go with a good team?
I do.
Hey! Well, Meath!
Meath, they're a great team. Yeah.
The best.
I don't know about that now. Well,
we're not here to discuss who's better or worse. We need to get Una doing a training session, though, with the with a county GA team. Oh, my God. Just even what you do in the beep test. Come on. Oh, my God. That's Una training and then cursing and us having to beep over. All right. John, listen, come here. If you can organise something, we're well up for Una to get kitted up and go training on a nice, cold Sunday morning. Oh, yeah, Una.
Oh, Sunday morning. Oh, that changes things a bit. Yeah, no, Sunday morning. John, get it to a different time.
Friday evening then, you know, around 6 or 7 o'clock under the floodlights.
Perfect.
You'd love that. All right. John, thank you so much, man. I look forward to chatting to you soon, all right?
See you later.
Bye.
All right, Kate. I reckon, though, by this time tomorrow, we should have something set in stone that we can challenge each other about, especially for you, because there seems to be more suggestions for people to get you to do a challenge and face a new fear for the new year.
Yeah, come on, Coop, get him some challenges.
Don't mind me. I'm grand. 087-1102-107. Una made the statement that she thinks that New Year's resolutions are a whole lot of nonsense, that everybody should calm down and nobody get involved in it at all. So she doesn't want to do any New Year's resolutions. But it has taken a little bit of a turn. We've taken a corner, gone onto a roundabout and taken the right exit. That you're open to doing a new challenge, like setting a new fear for 2026.
I just don't want to be giving things up, like my purple snacks or, you know, nice things. But yeah, I'm definitely on for taking something on, a new challenge.
Okay, we've been looking for suggestions at 087-1102-107.
A challenge for Una.
All right, this is from Melda.
Go for a day to Rally School Ireland. That would be exciting. Have a good one.
Rally School Ireland, a day driving around in a rally car. I couldn't think of anything more dangerous than you.
I'd be whopper at that.
No, you wouldn't. I suppose, actually, if you look at how you park your car, it looks like you did rally and handbrake into the space. Like an empty car park. Your car looks like it was abandoned, it was stolen, and then the perpetrators have ran off into the woods across the road. That's how your car is parked on a daily basis.
Lies.
No, it's not. Like, who parks a car like that? Unbelievable.
I think Una...
That's you, Una.
...should do a car and trailer training course... And test.
Car and trailer training course.
Trailer.
Oh, it's one thing I've never been able to do, actually, is drive a trailer. I've never done it.
I'd be, again, whopper at that.
Yeah, but the thing is like, your whopper is it's grand where it is.
Well, yeah.
Who needs it parked properly? Sure, look at it.
It's grand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People, it's fine.
People can see it. They're not going to just bump into it. All right, listen, I think we're getting a clearer idea of what kind of challenges that you're going to have set for you anyway, that's for sure. And most of them are coming in for you. It's like I've been being let off the hook, so I don't need to do anything.
Oh, you're definitely doing something.
Okay, we'll figure something out for tomorrow and we'll let you know all about it. But keep your suggestions coming, 087-1102-107. Earlier on in the show, if you missed it, The Hill I'll Die On, Una was talking about that she thinks that a bunch of nonsense when it comes to New Year's resolutions.
I mean, it's not Lent. Why are we torturing ourselves with giving up stuff? You know, our bodies need cuddling and warmth at this time.
Okay, so cuddle your bodies then, and but we then decided that we'd get ourselves some challenges then, new year, new fear and everything like that, so we were looking for suggestions of challenges. There's been a lot of driving and parking challenges for you, including trailers and everything like that that have been coming in. Not a lot for me, which I'm fine with. So like, I think I might get away with this.
Not a hope.
Unscathed, but we'll see.
Good morning, everybody. Craig from Offaly. Just
hey, Craig.
Wondering if the saying Una should do a skydive.
Yeah.
Does that mean Cooper should do a bungee jump?
No.
Yes.
No, I genuinely won't do anything involved with heights. You dragged me up to we did it last year. You dragged me up to the Radio City in Liverpool. I did it. All right, I'm just not jumping off it. All right,
would I not be right in saying that Una still needs to climb Crowpatrick?
Oh, yeah, I remember that last year. Where
I actually don't.
Where? Oh, yeah, you went to Crow Park instead of Crowpatrick, and I drove all the way to Mayo and climbed Crowpatrick because people turned up to watch and support you doers.
But aren't you glad now that you did? Don't you feel great that you've accomplished that? You're welcome.
I was terrified. I don't like heights.
Would that not be a great challenge this year for him? Because it was poor Cooper left on his own last year with Donal.
Yeah.
They had a great time.
Yeah.
They enjoyed it.
No, we didn't.
Good morning, everyone. I think Una should climb Crowpatrick since she managed to get her way out of it the last time.
Oh.
Good morning. Thank you.
Here, lads.
There you go.
Come on now.
So it's not just those two. Oh, here's another message.
What?
Challenge yourself. You have to go up Crowpatrick with a wheelbarrow or some kind of cart full of purple snacks. Throwing it behind you or pushing it.
There you go now. There's your...
Listen, there's a big difference between going up Crowpatrick in the summertime And in January, when it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
And when we should be hibernating.
A real proper challenge for Una. Crowpatrick with the wheelbarrow full of purple snacks in January.
Well, if I'm going, you're going with me.
Not a chance. I've done it already.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
You'll have to wait and find out tomorrow morning, and we will find out what our challenges are going to be. Many, many good challenges coming in, mostly for you, Una.
Everyone wants to see me climb Crowpatrick with...
Go on, spit it out. Use your words. Send it out.
With a, is it a bucket? No.
A wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow. Barefoot. Like, seriously.
That's a challenge and a half.
That's voyeurism at its finest. So I'm not doing it.
You with your slender feet.
I do have a lovely slender foot. I do.
Send pics. All right. Here's truth or trash.
Truth or trash.
Okay, Donald, you are up first. Give us your fact for truth or trash. We have to see if you tell the truth or the trash.
Yes, there's been a lot of chat about James Bond theme tunes, and Noel and Liam were tossed around. Noel and Liam are now in promising talks about creating the next James Bond theme tune.
Write the theme tune.
Play the theme tune.
I'm saying this is true because we did talk about this in last night's leftovers before Christmas.
We did. Yep. There was all they've always wanted to be in it. Are you saying true as well, isn't it?
I'm saying true.
Like the latest rumor is that it's Dua Lipa who's going to be writing the James Bond theme song because her fella is tips to be the next James Bond.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. He's gorgeous.
What's his name again?
Can't think of his name. No, but he was in Masters of the Air.
Masters of the Air. Yeah, great movie.
It wasn't a movie, it was a series.
Isn't that He-Man with wings?
What? No.
No.
Lock it in.
It's trash.
No, it's not. They were talking about it.
They've expressed, Noel Gallagher's confessed it would be an honour for Oasis to be asked to record the theme song for the next James Bond
But they're
film.
Not in talks about it.
They're not in talks about it, yeah.
Callum Turner is his name.
Callum Turner, yeah. Callum Turner, oh, yeah. Dua Lipa's head.
What?
The two of them have actions in their names. Turner, so it's a verb. Oh, yeah. It's an action, and she's Dua Lipa, like a Lipa. Not mad.
You are so observant.
Love a good verb.
Great to be in your head.
No, you don't want to be up there.
Nope.
All right, cool. So they're not in talks.
No, not
brilliant.
Yet. No.
So we tell lies on last night's leftovers.
Yeah, we twisted. Yeah.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yep.
Okay, to help with the battle of the smoking ban indoors in China, they've installed see-through doors on toilets so you don't have a cheeky smoke.
Say that again.
To help with the battle of the smoking ban indoors in China, they've installed see-through doors on toilets so you don't have a cheeky one.
See-through doors? So, but that just means that anyone walking along could see you when you're doing your business.
Just put your hand up. Don't be looking like a pervert.
No, this can't. No, this is breaking so many privacy laws. It has to be trash. I'm locking that in.
Different ballgame in China, yeah.
Okay, lock it in.
I'm also saying trash.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
No, it's true, actually. Chinese mall uses see-through toilet doors to stop smokers. The shopping centre in Shenzhen has gone viral after installing restroom doors that turn transparent when they detect cigarette smoke.
That's different then.
They are frosted. You know those privacy glasses, the frost, and if it detects smoke, what it does goes, boom! Yeah, everyone can see it now.
There you are.
But there is issues where, like, what if there's a fault? What if somebody's just had too much sushi the day before? Do you know what I mean?
You would definitely have that problem.
Oh, those doors would be so transparent.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my fact in your face. Well done, China.
Okay, my fact.
Your fact, Una.
So, for the past 6 months, something has been kept under wraps at Doonbeg Golf Club in Clare. That's the course owned by your man, El Trumpy. Donald Trump.
A lot of holes. Yeah. More holes than any other golf club.
The biggest hole. Yeah. Well, there is currently a couple of federal agents down there, right? Investigating a serial offender. Now, this offender has been secretly pooping in the holes on the green. Night after night, the serial pooper is out pooing on the green.
Mm.
And then the next day, the feds are out there with their pooper scoopers cleaning it all up and they're trying to find the offender, but they can't find him.
Who was the great offender? So your fact is that there's a serial pooper on Dubai Golf
and
Course.
Yes, and they're trying to keep it quiet. It hasn't. They're trying to keep it under wraps because.
And if they done
very angry about it.
Okay, all 18.
What
holes?
All 18 holes. Yeah.
Yeah. What about the practice putting green?
I don't. I didn't delve that much into
good,
it. Now.
Good.
Yeah. But I, you know, they could have, like, you know, someone could have stood on a fairy forge or something, and it's just the fairies kind of trying to get back at them or something. You know, you never knew what
happened. So like, there was a scale of believability to this till you went fairy forge. But before that, you said federal agents were doing an investigation, which I'm saying locking it in trash because federal agents have no jurisdiction in Doombeg.
How do you know?
Because they've jurisdiction in the United States, not here.
How do you know? Of course they do.
What? So
if they're working for the
Federal Bureau of Investigation, have.
Oh, look at you. You know what FBI stands for. Well done. Well done, love. Do you want a medal? Do you? Do you want a medal?
Do you want. I can't breathe.
No, yeah, I think it's trash as well, yeah.
Federal.
Federal. Yeah. Okay, fine, it's trash.
Okay,
it's
good. Trash. Okay. Do you want a medal for knowing what FBI stands for?
The Federal Bureau of blah, blah, blah. High five. Oh, you. I like my fact anyway.
It's a lovely fact.
Thanks. Yeah,
I don't think you're ever getting into the States now saying that you wanted to poop in Donald Trump's golf course.
I wanted to poop.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Apart from Una, what's the most annoying thing in your car?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, peaches.
You should be so delighted to have my hilarity in the car beside you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoy having you as a passenger. It's just the aftermath of what you leave behind in the car, which is annoying.
Well, at least I don't smell the car out with your disgusting Windies, huh? How about that?
There's no proof of that. This is radio.
I'm proof. I've been there, man. I was there. I've witnessed it. Anyway, yeah, you're super annoying in a car.
There was a survey done, Una, for taxi drivers in Ireland. They revealed their most common reasons for low passengers ratings for 2025. Low passenger ratings because we're annoying taxi drivers because we're doing something in cars that are annoying the taxi drivers, and it's probably the same things that we do to each other when we give each other lifts. So I want to think of all the things that annoy you when you have passengers in your car. Like, for an example, 087-1102-107, by the way, a prime example for somebody that is very annoying to have as a passenger in the car is you. Can you turn the heat up? And then you reach and go to adjust the heat.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind now because since the chamber car, you can have your own heat on your side and I can have my own coolness on
Notions.
My side. Yeah, but you always leave coffee cups and wrappers, and you've also tried to leave a half a bag of chips in my car as well. So, like, this is like, leave the heat alone. Stop leaving your rubbish in my car.
And you know what he does, right?
What do I do?
You know, he's so... This is how petty he is at passive-aggressive, right? I think I left a water bottle and a coffee cup in your car there a couple of months ago.
Mm.
And I came into work the next morning and you arrived down to my desk with said coffee cup and water bottle and said, here, you left these in my car. Now, you could have easily have put those in the recycling bin. You could have done it yourself, but no. Just to prove a point, that's what you did, because that's the type of person you are.
It's because it's not the first time you've done it. So I had to, like, point it out. Hey, you're missing out on money here, Una.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Teaching me a lesson.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the things that annoy you about other people in your car? Your
people
passengers?
Who comment about the state of your car. Like, I'm giving you a lift here, and you have the cheek to say that you'll need a tetanus shot after getting out of my car? Seriously?
I'm not the only one who says it who gets into your car, though. That's the mad thing. It's I remember the last time I got a lift from you, I had to wipe my feet when I got out of the car.
That's not true, because have I ever driven you anywhere? I don't think I've ever driven you anywhere.
No, because there's never any room in your car.
Yeah.
It's like, you know when you get into, I don't know, a bin,
A bit.
Where you're sitting on like paper cups and rubbish and toys and sticky things. Anyway, what are the things that annoy you about passengers in your car? 087-1102-107. We're talking about taxi drivers giving out about their passengers, and kind of got us thinking about the things that really annoy us about having passengers in the car. Una did point out that she called it passive aggressive. I just call it cleaning out my car and bringing her rubbish to her desk.
That's, I left coffee cups and stuff in his car, and he brought it into me at work the next day rather than putting it into his own bin.
Yeah, I didn't want, like, your coffee cups are very distinctive.
Why?
The whole top looks like it's been smudged in lipstick.
Oh, it's like I'm shifting the coffee cup.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I like to get into my coffee. Do you know what I mean?
You certainly do. Yeah.
You're annoying. You're annoying as a passenger because you comment about everything. Mm. You comment about things. Yeah, like my singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me to stop.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to have some camaraderie in the car with you, you know, like a sing song. Just, you know, trying to produce some serotonin.
You and our friend Trish sat in the back of my car we drove from the Midlands to Cork one time and back again. And the two of you sang for the entire thing.
It was so much fun.
I remember opening the sunroof and putting on my washers to soak the two of them in the back. I'm like, shut up! Messages on 087-1102-107. The things that annoy you about your passengers.
Backseat drivers. Drives me crazy. When someone is in the back or in the passenger side and they're telling you, oh, watch, oh, there's a dog, oh, it's a red light, this kind of thing. It drives me crazy.
It does drive you crazy.
Yeah, that's back super annoying.
Seat drivers.
All right, Nicola in Moat.
Hey, Nicola in Moat.
Love listening to the show.
Thank you.
My husband would say the worst thing about me being a passenger in his car, in our car, is being a backseat driver.
So we're meeting one of the flesh in the wild here now.
Hey, Nicola.
He hates it, and maybe I am really annoying with it. But I'm just trying to be safe on the roads, that's all. Bye, guys.
Oh, my God.
I get it.
Yeah. I'm actually a terrible passenger when it comes to it, because I like to just drive. I don't like to be the passenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be like, watch out, roundabout, stay on this side of the road. You're going too fast here. Slow down. Speed up a little bit. Don't be overtaken on the continuous white line here.
So annoying.
Yeah. Stop doing handbrake turns, Una.
Oh, yeah.
What annoys me is if we go and collect takeout and my daughter starts eating it on the way home.
Oh, my God, Lynn. I'm with you on this one.
What's wrong with that?
When you go and if you go and you treat yourselves, it's a Friday night and you're like, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to get takeout. So you drive, like if they don't do delivery to you and you decide to save yourself €150 on delivery, you go to the takeaway and you pick it up, and then you've got your passenger beside you or in the back seats, and all of a sudden all you hear is...
You have to have a little taster.
No!
I reckon for taxi drivers, you know, when you come out of the pub,
yeah,
and get your curry chips and start eating it in the back of the car,
uh-huh.
I think that could really make them mad.
Yeah, I don't think you should. Like, if you get,
I wouldn't do it in a taxi, but I do it in your car.
You'd be straight up doing it in a taxi.
I wouldn't.
I reckon you've dropped enough chips in the back of a taxi to like sell a few bags of them back to them. Do you know what I mean? Ain't it? You're a bad passenger. That's all.
No.
Are you on my tips?
Is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go, breakfast rolled. Hope you had fun. We certainly did. And we'll see you tomorrow morning on iRadio, 6 till 10 a.m. And like, share, subscribe. You know what you need to do. And make sure that you get the new Go Loud app. It's the new home for iRadio. And we'll see you in the morning.
Cooper's a pervert. Bye.